A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program The Knowledge and Wisdom In this program we talk about various topics and we try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom Be with us from start till end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you will be learning from today's episode. But before we proceed, let's make few good intentions and let's recite salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam in order to receive barakah and blessings. Please recite after me. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله As I earlier said, we should also make good intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, today's topic what we have selected for you and for our understanding is four qualities of pious people. What are those four qualities? We'll discuss them in detail, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 2, 3, 4 and 5. What is there for us to learn? Let's listen its translation. Guidance for those who fear Allah, those who believe in the unseen and establish the prayer, salah, and spend in our way from the sustenance we have granted them. And they believe in that which was sent down to you and that which was sent down before you. And they are certain of the hereafter. These very people are upon guidance from their Lord, and these very people are successful. In these blessed verses, the quality of accepting guidance, that's what is being mentioned. There are two things. One is that Quran is book of guidance, and the other element is to accept it. The guidance, what is being given by the Holy Quran. The both of them has a big difference. Let's try and understand this through this example. There are many planes they head towards Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zeema. This is one thing that the planes, they fly towards Medina. And another element is that I travel in that very plane and I reach Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zeema. These both things are very different, right? That Quran has got Hidayah. But have I received that hidayah? Have I received that guidance or not? That's very important. Alhamdulillah. The book of guidance, Quran, is with us. Allah has revealed this upon the final messenger, His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Right? We've got it. And there are people living on this planet. Now, it depends who is receiving guidance from this book of guidance. People, they are non-believers, there are people who are believers, and among the people who are believers, there are who are abid, who are pious, who worship, and there are certain who are non-practicing. They don't practice the religion of Deen Islam that well. So the question is, who is seeking actual guidance from the Holy Quran? Abu Jahl, he knew Arabic, he also heard Quran, but he did not accept the guidance from the Holy Quran. And he was an unfortunate one. But there were many Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan accepted that guidance. And they became the guiding stars. In other words, Quran is just like a rain. When it rains, it falls everywhere on the ground. When it falls on any field, And then subhanAllah, you see that becomes lush green. And the greenery grows there. And the same drops of water fall on any filthy place, then you would find the smell would emanate from there. Quran is the rain of hidayah. And this hidayah, this guidance is for all. But the hearts of people, they are different. Those hearts who have their fields fertile, subhanAllah, then they listen the Quran and they accept and they believe in Quran. And subhanAllah, they grow the flowers of spirituality and yaqeen and faith in their hearts. And the hearts which are filthy hearts, they do not receive the hidayah. Rather, when the rain of hidayah falls onto their hearts, the bad smell emanates from their hearts. Now, how can we make this field of our heart fertile, which can receive hidayah? Guidance from this book of guidance, Qur'ani, Hakim, Furqani, Majid. Surah Al-Baqarah mentions those four awsaf and qualities which we can adopt. If we adopt these four qualities, inshallah, azza wa jal, this will clean our heart, it will refresh and it will enlighten our hearts, and we will receive the noor of Quran, we'll receive the hidayah, we'll receive the guidance from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those four qualities? Awsaf, we'll discuss them in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hudal lil muttaqeen, guidance for those who fear Allah. And before mentioning that guidance is for those who fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. The quality of this book, the book of Quran, that is mentioned. That exalted book in which there is no doubt. Allah mentioned the wasf of Quran, the quality of Quran, that this book which has no doubt whatsoever. So this means this is book of guidance, which has no doubt whatsoever. And who receives that guidance from this book of guidance? Allahu Akbar, those they have taqwa. Those they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hudal lil muttaqeen. This is the wasf of those they receive guidance from this book of guidance. That is then mentioned. Now, respectively, who are these people of taqwa? This is what we need to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the very first quality of people of taqwa, the pious people who are they and what is their qualities. The very first is mentioned, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. So respectively, this is the very first quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding the people who are pious people, people of taqwa, that they believe in the unseen. If something is related to iman, even if they have not seen with their naked eyes, they yet believe they've got iman upon it. And that is their wasf, that is their quality which has been mentioned. Try and learn this from this example, that for example, if I have to go to any city, let's say from London to Manchester. I have not been to Manchester. I have not seen the streets of Manchester. I have not seen the surroundings of Manchester because I have never been there. But if I ask from someone who has been there, who knows the path, who knows the way, he can guide me. Right? He has seen it, but I haven't. So if he tells me that go from this route and then you will reach and these are the areas, these are the roads, that's how you reach there, that's how it will look like. Now, if I become stubborn, if I say, no, what proofs you have got that this is how what you're telling is true? Even I have not seen, but if someone authentic is telling me, I believe in that. So this is the example we can understand. Although we have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not seen Jannah, we have not seen Jahannam, we have not seen the matters of the hereafter, but alhamdulillah, we've got iman, we believe. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has done the mushahida of Jannah and Jahannam. They were presented before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam got this revelation from the chief of the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel, seeing the angels also. He told us, we believe. And we have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's living miracle, which is Quran itself. Subhanallah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the proof that this book is authentic book, which has never been changed with a single slightest word or even a letter until today. 1400 years have been passed. So this is a living miracle, book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Authentic book is before us, and this is a source which we can believe. Even we have not seen, but we believe, because this book is in front of us. This book is authentic. And the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who passed this book to us, who is more authentic than Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when, if any reliable person tells us something we have not seen, we believe in him, isn't it? Likewise, if Quran is telling about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the matters of hereafter, about the resurrection after death, about Jannah, about Jahannam, about punishment, about rewards, we should believe, because this book is authentic book. This book is the book of Hidayah, and this book is that book, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. A book which does not have no doubt whatsoever. And who has given us this book is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was sadiq and ameen, who was truthful, the most truthful one. So alhamdulillah, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe life after death. We believe in angels. We believe Jahannam and Jannah, and all the matters of hereafter. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we remain steadfast upon our iman, iman upon ghaib also. This is next level of the quality a believer possesses, that he believes in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The quality of believers is that they believe in the unseen. Look at the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, and how did he believe without seeing? A non-believer said to him, O Abu Bakr, your friend Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that in the night I went to Masjid al-Aqsa and I came back in the morning. Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala and said, if this has been said by my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then he has spoken the truth. This is the iman, this is the yaqeen. Allahu Akbar. And that's what makes him Siddiq. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Laimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is the reality of iman. When a person sees something, then he believes in it anyway. But something which is ghaib, something which is hidden, something which is not seen, and something which mind cannot comprehend, and someone who believes just because of the reason that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, this is the proof of this thing, that his heart has got ita'at, obedience. Then he says, if you ask me the truth, then the soul of iman is that one should have more yaqeen and trust upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's news than his own senses. If we are seeing it's the day, but Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam says this is night, then we should say our eyes are lying, but Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam is telling the truth. This should be the level of iman. Because our eyes can deviate and make mistake 1,000 times. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is saying cannot be wrong. The second quality of the believers, which is being mentioned in the Holy Quran, is وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the prayer. Meaning, the believers, they establish the prayer. Now one is believing, but then is action also. Acting upon something that is also important to receive hidayah. If somebody is standing here, no matter how many times you tell him that if you take this path, then you will get to your destination, but he doesn't take a single step forward, do you think he's going to get to the destination? Never, of course not. Because he is not putting an effort, he is not taking a single step forward. How will he get to the destination? Likewise, whatever we have believed in without seeing, this is good. Now as believers, we have believed in the unseen, but now we also have to act what has been ordered to us. So Islam has asked us to perform different forms of ibadat. Hajj is formed once in a life if you fulfill the conditions. Again, zakah is also formed upon us. We have to give a portion of our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, if conditions are met. And then we've got the fasting of Ramadan, which is formed upon us. But Ramadan is also once in a year, 1 month that is formed. Whereas Salah is formed 5 times a day. Salah is a mind changer. It is also a life changer. There are so many benefits, health benefits. There is so much wisdom hidden behind this form of ibadah, which is known as Salah. It also takes someone to the next level of obedience in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes one humble and down to earth. Like Salah gives someone recognition. And see, subhanAllah, and a person prays Salah, he becomes punctual, right? On time, everything. The Salah has got its timing. When a person follows those times, his own life completely changes and he gets disciplined in his life. He gets punctual in his life. And Salah, subhanAllah, is to receive the blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This cleans one's mind also. And it gives someone tranquility in his heart and in his mind, and it makes someone a protective cover also. Alhamdulillah, one gets protected from many evils in his surroundings when he offers Salah. My dear Islamic brothers, it's a kind of a vaccine. It helps us in this dunya, but subhanAllah, in the hereafter, there are many benefits. But even in this dunya, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Certainly, the prayer prevents evil and indecency. Another important khususiyat, the speciality of Salah, is that it stops us from indecency also, subhanAllah. Right? And this is something which can protect us from sinning in this dunya also, right? Now in the tafsir of this verse, it says, consistently performing Salah while observing its outer and inner elements leads the worshipper away from sins. Quran is saying that Salah prevents one from evil and indecency. There are people who pray, but yet they are committing sins. They seem to commit sins at the same time. So what does it mean? The Quran is saying it prevents. So respectively, ulama have mentioned that consistently performing Salah, regularly performing, and then observing its outer and inner elements, khushu and khudu, that leads worshipper away from sins. Yes, respectfully, people, they pray, but they do not know how to pray properly. The question is, do we know how to offer Salah with its all inner and outer elements, khushu and khudu? There are 6 preconditions of Salah. There are 7 fara'id, essentials of Salah. There are 30 wajibat of Salah. And there are approximately 96 sunnahs of Salah. And there are so many inner and outer elements that are linked with Salah. How many of them we know? This is the question. If we offer Salah with all these elements intact with khushu and khudu according to the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And we make sure that wajibat, fara'id, the preconditions, they are all properly taken into consideration, and then salah is prayed and established, then inshallah that salah will definitely protect us from sins. Once a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala and came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, so and so person offers salah but he also steals. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, leave him, his salah will prevent him from stealing. So we learned two important awsaf qualities of believers. What are they? Number one is that they have got iman upon ghaib. They believe in the unseen. And the second is they establish the prayer, salah. Respectful viewers, we've got still two more awsaf and qualities of believers to discuss and learn Madani pearls and wisdom. But time doesn't permit me to carry on any further. We will inshallah talk about these two awsaf, the qualities, in the next episode, part two of the same program. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding